Six, auto body and accessories.
车身及附件。
Two, side molding removal.
A client turns to the service center for help. A mechanic talks with a client. Listen to the conversation and fill in the blanks.
Can I help you?
Yes, I want to remove my car's side molding. Would you please help me?
Certainly, but it's not worn out or damaged.
Oh, I'm preparing to repaint my car.
I see. Let me have a look. The side molding of your car is attached with heavy-duty double-sided tape. The removal procedure is somewhat complicated and needs special tools. Please wait a moment.
Thanks.
You're welcome. 3. Body lightening. Listen to a short passage and choose the best answer to complete each sentence.
Automotive manufacturers are continuing to reduce the weight of passenger cars to meet the increasing government regulations on fuel efficiency and CO2 emissions. The body in white is a vehicle's largest structure, and therefore ideal for weight reduction considerations. However, reducing body weight involves a trade-off with body stiffness, a key characteristic which influences vehicle dynamics, durability, and crashworthiness. Aluminum has made significant inroads in replacing ferrous materials in certain applications for the automotive industry, in particular in the engine head and block, suspension, and some closure panels. However, it has only captured the body in white in limited production run upper end of the market vehicles. 5. Origin of Ford air conditioner. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
The four Goldberg brothers, Lowell, Norman, Hiram, and Maxwell, invented and developed the first automobile air conditioner. On July the 17th, 1946, the temperature in Detroit was 97 degrees Fahrenheit. The four brothers walked into old man Henry Ford's office and sweet-talked his secretary into telling him that four gentlemen were there with the most exciting innovation in the auto industry since the electric starter. Henry was curious and invited them into his office. They refused and instead asked that he come out to the parking lot to their car. They persuaded him to get into the car, which was about 130 degrees Fahrenheit, turned on the air conditioner, and cooled the car off immediately. The old man got very excited and invited them back to the office, where he offered them $3 million for the patent. The brothers refused, saying they would settle for $2 million, but they wanted the recognition by having a label, the Goldberg air conditioner, on the dashboard of each car that it was installed in. Now, old man Ford was more than just a little anti-Semitic, and there was no way he was going to put the Goldbergs' names on 2 million Fords. They haggled back and forth for about 2 hours and finally agreed on $4 million, and that just their first names would be shown. And so, to this day, all Ford air conditioners show low, norm, high, and max on the controls. 6. Body construction. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
There are three basic types of vehicle construction: body over frame, monocoque, and space frame. Space frame structure is used in race cars. Body over frame cars have separate body and chassis. All the powertrain components, including the engine, are found in the chassis, and the body is fastened over it. In the conventional body over frame construction, the frame is the vehicle's foundation. The body and all major parts of a vehicle are attached to the frame. It must provide the support and strength needed by the assemblies and parts attached to it. The frame must also be strong enough to keep the other parts of the car in alignment should a collision occur. To the body technician, the frame is the most important part of the vehicle. Monocoque body construction employs the same principles of design that have been used for years in the aircraft industry. The main aim is to strengthen, without unnecessary weight, and the construction does not employ a conventional separate chassis frame for attachment of suspension, engine, and other chassis and transmission components. The first automotive application of the monocoque technique was 1923's Lancia Lambda. Citroën built the first mass-produced monocoque vehicle in 1934. In the post-war period, the technique became more widely used. The Ford Council introduced an evolution called unit body or unibody. In this system, separate body panels are still used but are bolted to a monocoque body shell. Spot welded unibody construction is now the dominant technique in automobiles, though some vehicles, particularly trucks, still use the older body over frame technique.
Vocabulary. New words.
Accessory.
Scuff.
Headliner.
Visor.
Pillar.
Rear.
Accelerator.
Pedal.
Dashboard.
Molding.
Removal.
Mechanic.
Remove.
Repaint.
Heavy duty.
Procedure.
Complicated.
Regulation.
Trade-off.
Stiffness.
Dynamics.
Durability.
Inroad.
Ferrous.
Capture.
Occupant.
Conventional.
Collision.
Sweet talk.
Innovation.
Recognition.
Anti-Semitic.
Haggle.
Construction.
Monocoque.
Fasten.
Foundation.
Assembly.
Alignment.
Evolution.
Unibody.
Bolt.
Spot weld.
Dominant.
Idle.
Freeway.
Compressor.
Condenser. Proper nouns.
Goldberg.
Citroën.